Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And today, we are going to take a cultural trip around the world. Have you ever seen a person of color who could speak Spanish and you had to look twice at your stereotype? Have you ever needed to just break through and get exposure to all things Black in this time? Well, the Garifuna Queen herself, Miss Jackie Stevenson, is here with us today. She is the owner, founder of Baruda's Variety. That's right, Baruda's Variety. So everyone, get ready to take a cultural trip with us today. Miss Jackie, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Thank you so much for coming to talk to the people today about culture, police brutality, and your brand, as well as this Raising a Mogul legacy that you have going on with your children. It's an honor to have you. First of all, for those who don't know anything about Garifuna people, give us the 411.
Well, Garifuna people are West Africans and Arawak Indians.
Okay. And what are some of the countries that the Garifuna people dwell outside of the U.S.?
We have Garifuna people all over the world. St. Vincent, the Grenadines, Trinidad and Tobago, Honduras, Belize, Nicaragua, Guatemala.
That's an amazing thought to know that every part of the world is Black. That melanin is everywhere. When I first got exposed to the Garifuna people and the music and the culture, it was through social media and Facebook. And I fell in love with the movement. I felt like if Zumba had been started by Garifuna people, then I'm like, okay, girl, this is our stuff. So you are a native. Where were you born, for those that don't know?
I was born in Bronx, New York.
New York City. Shout out everyone in New York. The melting pot, the very essence of what we are here in America. And tell the people, well, for those of you that don't know, this sister is a community oriented sister that I've been watching for years, go on the weekend, in the parks, feeding the community. When it's back to school, I think of her, and I know that every single year in her community, she's always giving back. Can you share with us what you do within the community in New York and how you give back to the people? Go ahead and break it down. Let the people know your journey, Miss Jackie.
How I contribute to my community is by organizing back to school drives, organizing food drives, and organizing protests, rallies, and street patrols.
Well, recently I reached out to you and I heard that you got hurt at one of these police rallies. Tell us, what happened?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, recently you were attending a rally. I heard that you got hurt. Tell the people, what happened that day?
That day, it was just, it was terrible. It was terrible. I took part in a peaceful protest in Mott Haven, Bronx. That day, we also had, there was a curfew in effect in New York City. There was a curfew at 8 p.m. So as we were rallying and protesting, it was a peaceful protest. We also was walking through the streets. We had signs, banners. NYPD decides to trap us all 30 to 15 minutes before curfew, 8 p.m.
Am I understanding you correct to say that people are trying to make it home safely, be within the regulations, and the police stopped you, hindered you from going home, trying to make people break curfew? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Keep going. I wanted to make sure I got it right.
We were with everyone from the protest. We got to 136th Street and Brook Avenue. 136th Street and Brook Avenue, there were police in riot gear. So if no one knows the militarization of the police, where police are wearing, it looks something like a gladiator uniform, all black, covered up from head to toe. You don't see any badges. You don't get to interact with them. You don't know who their name is. You just know that they're police. So what they did was they blocked us off on one intersection with their bikes. And on the east end of us, they blocked us off on the east end, blocked us off on the west end, and the south end. Sort of like they corralled us in
and
waited until it turned 8 p.m. To brutalize us.
I'm speechless because this is supposed to be the country where everybody is supposed to feel safe. How were you injured?
I went to the doctor to get myself checked out. I'm okay now. I'm okay now, but I'm still traumatized.
See, you're reading my mind because "I'm okay" is the black woman's anthem to everything. When we see each other is so much more that we find unnecessary to say. But sister, what happened with you, the words, it's not what you're saying right now, it's what you're not saying that the people understand. This is why we have to support one another. No one is coming to save us. This is why I honor you in knowing that you would always be on the front lines. On the weekends, I've seen so many posts of your journeys just to barbecue and bring the whole community out. Can you tell us what inspires you to do this community work? Who inspires you is really what I want to know.
Who inspires me and what inspires me? What inspires me is the people. Just always feeling the need to advocate for them. There's always something to advocate for with our people. And this is why I continue to organize events like back to school drives or anything like Unity, like a Unity link up. I've done that plenty of times where we just, you know, I'll bring out the grill and the tables, and whoever feels free to come, they can just come and just have a good time and just know that we're in a safe zone amongst us. Who inspires me?
Yes.
So many. Mm. So many people. I have some of my friends who are running running their own businesses. Not only that, they advocate also for our people. And they have their own groups going on. I want to give a shout out to African Helping Africans, which I am a part of. And I have other comrades and team members. Why Accountability. Take Back the Bronx. My grandmother, who's inspired me to start my entrepreneurial journey with Baralda's Variety.
Speaking of branding, that's the phenomena. I remember seeing you transition into starting a business. I was around before it happened. I saw what motivated you, and the next thing you know, your logo is everywhere. But let's go back to the roots of it all. Speaking of hair roots, anyone who's listening, if you've ever participated in the Headscarf Day, where it was just hot and popping, and you ever got on these videos, this is the New York Garifuna queen of it all for fashion shows, weddings. So many people have always contacted Miss Jackie for their events. She has hosted events. And to me, this is near and dear to my heart because it's about self-love, women's empowerment. Miss Jackie, can you share with the people what that journey has been for you to adorn women? And, you know, give us one of these stories. I know somebody has cried and just walked in the door feeling one way. And once you graced the sister's crown, they walked out with leaving the depression and the stress and the anxiety behind them. Share with us.
Absolutely. I would love to share with you guys. And I'm going to share with me. I've hosted head wrap classes. I had one recently last year. These were ladies that came in. Well, they said, you know, I love the head wrapping and I would like to know more about it. Because it's not just head wrapping. This is cultural to me. And not only is it cultural, but now it has become like popular and trendy. All of the above. But to me, it's more on a personal level, because it's cultural to me. And I love it. You can adorn someone's head and they'll leave out the place or leave out the head wrap session feeling great about themselves. And that's what I love to see. And that's what happened when I had a head wrap session last year, where the woman feel empowered. They want to know more about themselves. It kind of triggered them to understand more about the culture. And knowing and understanding that it's not just a head wrap. It's not just for it to be trendy, but there's also a cultural meaning behind it all. So it was great. It was great to just see a woman feeling empowered, feeling great about themselves. And how would I know that they feel great about themselves? I've seen these women in other events and social events where they have sent me videos of them wrapping their heads. And they're like so excited about it. Something that they didn't know anything about. Now they're able to show me videos of how they're wrapping their heads before they go to an event. That's great. That means that when they went to my head wrap session, they learned something about themselves. They learned how to head wrap.
This is important in history for Black women because covering our heads at a certain point in history was deemed as, hey, we got to work from sun up to sundown. This is all that we can do. In Nigeria, some places in West Africa, the Gile, when I see how beautiful, how it's taken from what was conceived as the transatlantic slave cut head covering to art. It is so amazing to see women, especially coming from the South, where I'm from, a people, the Gullah Geechee people of deeply rooted South Carolina, would traditionally be seen as closer to culture of Black history. But the downside was, in South Carolina, I remember my mom would say, you can't leave your house with that rag on your head. And then, you know, to always find beauty in the head covering. It wasn't just laying down at night to cover your hair before going to sleep, but actually the same way people take the time for self-love and doing their makeup, covering my hair has been a part of me. And I'm glad that you talk about the culture in it all, because now we're living in a time where it's culturally acceptable on the jobs. And years ago when I was a kid, you could not wear that head wrap. So I know what it feels like when you said these women come to your workshops and just walk away feeling really liberated, that it didn't take some kinkalon hair to make you feel like you are just amazing. Yes. So Miss Jackie, when every time there is the head wrap day, I always think about you, because I'm like, I know this sister got to know the founding mothers of this movement. Yeah. And I want you to know it is a global phenomenon that everyone is doing around the world. Your workshops, your events, they matter. And it's not just for the New York community. You got a sister over on the other side of the globe who is your cheerleader. One of the greatest memories I do have from watching you grow has been that time you went overseas and you gave back to children that were in schools. Can you tell us about that adventure story? Story time.
Yes. And I laugh because it really, really brings me joy. Assisting, especially children. We went to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. It was me and my sister, Lisa Green. We were determined. We went to St. Vincent and the Grenadines with the intention of assisting at least 100 to 300 children. So what we did, we prepared ahead of time. We purchased the items. Lisa Green hosted a fundraiser. We were able to raise some funds, but not a bunch. So what we did, came out of pocket, and any funds that were in the account, it was matched plus more. So we went overseas to St. Vincent and the Grenadines. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the home of Garifuna people. That's the homeland of Garifuna people. That's where we're originally from before we got exiled. So back to this, the back to school drive that we did in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We were determined. We knew the name of the school, and because I went a couple of years prior to that date that we did the school drive, this was actually my second school drive. The first school drive, I did it by myself. It was done and organized by myself. First school drive that I did, I didn't have as many books as I thought that I needed. It was actually only about 20 books and about, let's say, like five little stacks of pencils. And it was something simple. This was the first trip. that I took to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I wanted to assist with the children. So a good friend drove me up to the grammar school in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I spoke with the principal. The principal welcomed me, and she said, you know, how may we assist you? And I spoke with her, and she said, she's glad to have me on board. And yes, I could donate what I had to the children. But what I noticed was that I didn't have enough, but I did have something to give. And they were so grateful for that. They were beyond grateful for something small that I decided to donate. And because of their gratefulness, that's why I decided to go the next year. And then the next year, I teamed up with my sister, Lisa Green, and we were able to service and supply 300 children with school supplies.
That right there, making your impact around the world, this is an example for all of us. You are our role model, our super role model, supermodel Jackie, because until we know thyself, until we turn back and reach back into our own culture and do something for our people, especially the children, then we really haven't come into terms with this blackout that's upon us. I want to transition back to grandma and your roots. You said earlier that your grandmother inspired you to start your brand. Introduce us to the first step. This grandmother of yours, tell us about her, and also let us know, what is Baranda's variety?
Yes. I want to start off just by saying that my grandmother, Seferina Rochas Chavez Alvarez, was the inspiration behind Baralda's Variety. Baralda's Variety is my brand. But I want to go back to my amazing grandmother. She was and is, still is, such an inspiration for me. My grandmother was like the go-to person when it came to terms of community. My grandmother was about community. She was about unity and family units. She was about entrepreneurship, knowing how to build something up for yourself and for your family to maintain. She's the mother of entrepreneurship. My grandmother was a head entrepreneur. She had her own shop in the village back in Honduras. She created her own shop in her house. And it's what you call a pulperia. A pulperia is something sort of like a store, a corner store that you see here in America. Mm-hmm. You see a corner store, you go into the corner store, you can go in and purchase any item that you would like. So my grandmother created her own store, and she had her own store space inside of her home. So she was like the go-to person when it came to community. And if there was any needs of the community, they will head on over to my grandmother's pulperia. my grandmother has helped so many people. Even when they came down and said, listen, I don't have any money, but I would like something to eat. My grandmother would not charge them. She has this philosophy with her, which is the Garifuna's way of being, and Garifuna's morality, which is Aura Buni Amurununi. What does it mean? Aura Buni Amurununi means I for you and you for me. That's a Garifuna way of being. Those are Garifuna principles that we live by. I for you and you for me. We are for each other. We are to help each other out. That's where you get the sense of community.
Ashe. As far as your brand, tell the people, what do you sell? Where can they purchase? How can we support you as a Black-owned business?
My brand is called Baralda's Variety. Baralda's Variety. And just wanted to share with you guys, it's officially trademarked. So, you know, when I say about ownership, I meant it. This was something that was not trademarked or owned by me. It was just an idea. It was an idea and inspiration from my grandmother. I turned it into something that was for, not just for me, but for the community. Baralda's Variety is a brand that I came up with through the inspiration of having my grandmother, and through my grandmother's work and sacrifice for the community. Baralda's Variety. Where did the name come from? Baralda? Baralda was the wife of our paramount chief, Joseph Chatuye. So she was the one. She was a warrior priestess. And any time that Joseph Chatuye, her husband, will go to war with Europeans, he would take his wife with him. And his wife was Baralda. She was equivalent to him. Wherever he went, she went. She was just a warrior queen that no one could stop. If her husband was out in battle, she was right out there with him.
Amazing. Well, that is a very powerful name. And we're going to be sure to add the website to the link for everyone to know, to come and support you. Thank you so much, Jackie, for coming on to the show today. You've given us a cultural history, taught us well, inspired us through tradition, and we will definitely be supporting you for your Baralda's Variety. Thank you for giving us this history lesson today, and I hope that you can come back and share with us more and more, especially when you get ready to do your back to school thing. Holla at your girl. We the people out here would love to know what's going on and to know how to support the community, not just in New York City, but abroad.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yes. To everyone out there, limitless blessings to you and yours. Make sure that you go like, share this information to all the Garifuna queens and kings out there. Invite your people, your cousins, invite me to the party. For everyone who's looking for variety shop items, everything that you can name under the sun, contact Miss Jackie Stevenson. She has an amazing store for you to explore.